When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about what makes a narcissist angry. What angers a narcissist? And I'm going to be real with you off the rip. It's just right from the beginning. It doesn't take much to make a narcissist angry, y'all. Narcissistic people, I feel like jealousy is the main thing that make narcissistic people angry. Jealousy and not getting what they want. Lack of control and things like that make narcissistic people feel jealous. They absolutely 100% do. Like, I just feel like it doesn't take much to anger a narcissist. Like, especially loss of control. If they feel like they're losing control over someone or something, they will lash out. They will become angry. And it's like, most times, if narcissistic rage, like the rage, whatever, narcissistic rage is pretty much like an adult temper tantrum. Just like, you know how kids throw temper tantrums, like, but kids don't have the power and the anger in them to do the damage that a grown-ass narcissistic adult can do. You know what I mean? So adult temper tantrums, they're throwing stuff, they're punching stuff, they might throw you, they might punch you, they might do all kinds of craziness to you. It's an adult temper tantrum. If they're a narcissistic person, doesn't get what they want, if they don't get their way or anything like that, they will throw a temper tantrum on you, against you, you know, and lash out until they get what they want. You know what I mean? They use anger, intimidation to get what they want from people. You know what I mean? What makes them angry? You can actually make a narcissist angry by just your existence makes a narcissistic person feel invalidated. Especially if you're successful, especially if you're more successful than a narcissistic person, if you have more friends than them, if you make more money than them, if you're more educated than them, your existence makes them feel invalidated, makes them feel less than, so they resent you for that, and their resentment leads to anger. Your existence makes them angry sometimes, y'all. Just because you're living the life the way you want to live it, you anger them. You make them highly angry, and you, like I said, the angry, the more your existence. If you're bragging on yourself, or you're trying to give yourself a compliment, or pat yourself on the back, or something like that, narcissistic person is not going to do that for you because they're angry at you. They internalize their anger. They don't express. Not all narcissists rage out, y'all. Not all narcissists are going to rage out. There's a lot of passive aggressive narcissists. They just are. There are a lot of passive aggressive narcissists who just do subtle stuff to display their anger. You know. They'll lock you out the house. They'll be angry, and so they give you the silent treatment. You know, whereas some people be angry and rage out on you and do things like that. Some narcissistic people get angry and give you the silent treatment just for existing, just for being smarter than them, just for being older than them, just for being younger than them. Y'all, I'm telling you, it does not take much to anger a narcissist. Your existence, your willingness to do stuff, your friend group, your parents. You know, your relationship with if you have a good relationship with your parents, that makes narcissistic people angry. All this stuff, like if you peel back the layers, jealousy is one of the main things that make narcissists angry. It just is. Like if you peel back the layers of pretty much everything I just said, at the core of that anger and that emotional response right there, that emotional response is jealousy. A lot of narcissists and toxic people are going to be jealous of you. And jealousy begets anger. And most narcissists don't know how to express any other emotion other than anger. So they express their jealousy through their anger. You see right there? They can be jealousy. Narcissistic people, they're jealous of their significant others. They're jealous of their siblings. They're jealous of their parents. They're jealous of their kids. Jealousy. Y'all, jealousy, the envy breeds contempt. Envy breeds contempt. They hate. Sometimes they hate you because of the way you make them feel, and they get angry. I'm just telling you, it doesn't take much to anger a narcissist. The narcissist, the rage is a little different. You mean narcissists can be angry and not rage on you. You know what I mean? You know, narcissistic people can rage on you and things like that. Sorry, y'all. Yes. Narcissistic people can be angry on you and rage on. They can be angry on you and give you the silent treatment. They can be angry on you, be angry with you, and just stonewall you. They can be angry on you and disappear. They can be angry and ghost you. They can be angry at you for getting a compliment from somebody else. I'm telling you, the core of a lot of narcissistic people's anger is jealousy. Peel back the layers. When you see a narcissist get mad at you, or they're being silent with you, or peel back the layers. Ask yourself, why is this person mad at me? Peel back. And a lot of times, they're not going to tell you why they're mad at you. They're absolutely not going to tell you that they're mad at you. You know, they're not going to tell you why they're mad at you. They absolutely are not. Anyway, they're not going to tell you why they're mad at you. They want you to figure it out. If you can't figure it out, then they'll be angry. They'll be more angry at you. Just listen. Like this is another way. If you do have a narcissist that is raging out on you, listen to what they're saying when they're yelling at you. They will tell you why they're angry with you. You mean? Yeah, they will tell you why they're angry with you. They absolutely will. They absolutely 100% with no equivocation will tell you why they're angry with you. If you listen to them, if you listen to them speaking, if you listen to them talking, you mean, if you listen to them, if you listen to them talking, whatever they're yelling. Cause my therapist told me, she was like, my therapist told me, I was like, I'm ashamed when I rage out, when I get angry. She's like, what are you yelling when you're angry? What are you yelling when you're raging? Because that's typically going to be why you're angry. You know, that's typically what going to be why you're angry. So the last time I had a rage incident, I was just yelling because I feel like people wasn't listening to me. Like when you were yelling, people were listening to you. Anyway. Yep. So you got what you wanted, but you didn't get it. You got what you wanted, but you didn't get it in a healthy way. You know, so listen to what that narcissistic person is saying to you when they're angry with you, because that will reveal a lot for you. I promise you. Listen to what they're saying to you when they're angry at you. It will reveal a lot, because sometimes you'll get the word silent anger. You get the anger, but they're not making any kind of sense. But I'm just mad at you because you don't listen to me. And when you listen to me, you don't do what I tell you to do. When you don't do what I tell you to do, it made me get angry and angry. And, you know, anger begets anger. And God said, and he remains. And do it through them. They start singing Christian hymns. They listen to the word silent. If they don't have a reason, if they're yelling and screaming indiscernible stuff, like it just sounds crazy, they don't have a real reason to be mad at you. They're just angry at you. They're just angry for no reason. Narcissistic people don't really need a reason to be angry, because anger gets the job done. Yeah, jealousy motivates the anger a lot. Jealousy is the thing that sets it off a lot. But anger gets the job done. Like narcissistic people can yell and scream at you and get you to do what they want you to do. The threat of them yelling and screaming at you gets them to do what they want you to do. The threat. Because if they yelled at you before for something, you typically don't do the same thing again. They condition you to be scared of the potential of anger. So now, if you've been in a long-term relationship with this person, they don't even have to display the anger no more. The thought of the anger in your mind, they've conditioned you to fear their anger. So the thought of them getting angry with you keeps you from doing things that you want to do. You see how that works? The thought of you getting angry with them sets you off. So the thought of them getting angry with you keeps you from doing something that you might want to do. Keeps you from repeating the same offense that might set them off. I'm just telling you, a lot of narcissistic people, they're like, yo, the mind works weird. And a lot of times, they don't need a reason to be angry. Jealousy motivates it. Your existence motivates it. You mean, just the narcissists can be angry at themselves and take it out on everybody else around them. They'll blame everybody else around them for them not hitting their goals. They'll blame everybody else around them for who their parents were. They'll blame everybody else around them for the job that they work, or lack of a job, or lack of finances, or whatever. They'll blame everybody else. They'll be angry at the world because they're angry at themselves. I'm just telling you, what makes a narcissist angry? Anything. In conclusion, what angers a narcissist? Anything and everything. You know what I mean? So you have to empower yourself. You have to stay strong. You have to be resilient. So stay empowered, stay strong. Live in-person meet and greet coming October 15th, Austin, Texas, y'all. Austin, Texas, live in-person meet and greet. come through, say hey. We're going to be Austin, Texas the whole weekend. But I'll probably be in Dallas on the 16th. We'll see. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.